Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning I want to have a talk with you about your prayer life. How often do you pray to God Almighty? How often do you call on Him? When you pray to your Father, do you justify your actions? Do you talk about how much better you are than other people? Those people stuck in their sins, those people who are grinding it out day after day. It is absolutely inappropriate to pray to God that way. Jesus makes that point. Do we justify ourselves before others? Do we sound pomp, arrogant, and rude? In our story, Jesus is speaking in front of Pharisees, and he bites them terribly hard. He says, "Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector." Or a publican, as the King James says. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank you." And that's an appropriate way to begin a prayer. It is absolutely appropriate that we fall on our knees and we give thanks to God for all of his rich mercies and blessings that he bestows on us each and every day. Because when you reorganize your mind to realize that all of these things are gifts from God Almighty, we have far less things to complain about. But that's not his focus. He's not thanking God that he is merciful to him. He's not thanking God that he has sent a Savior for him. Rather, he is thanking God that he is better than everyone else. God, I thank you that I am not like other men. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. The tax collector who is falling down before God Almighty, not even feeling worthy enough to be present. And that tax collector is behind him on his knees, and he is beating his breast. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. For I have sinned against you by my fault, by my own fault, by my most grievous fault. God, I am not worthy to be present among you. For you are holy. You are perfect, and I am unholy. I am a sinner. I am poor, and I am miserable. Too often people believe that we in the church are somehow hypocritical, that we think that we're like that Pharisee, that we think that we're better than everyone else, and I wish that those people who believe that would actually come and worship with us. Because one of the first things that they will see us do is fall on our knees or stand and cry out to God that we are poor, miserable sinners. We acknowledge that we are broken and we approach him with a contrite heart, a heart of repentance. A heart that is broken by the law because of our sins. A heart that needs what only Jesus Christ can give. The forgiveness of sins. We begin in confession. And traditionally we would begin in confession the night before, when we would gather with the pastor and individually confess our sins so that he might lay his hand on us as we heard in our sermon hymn and announce to us God's holy absolution. But either way you dice it, we in the church are sinners too. The difference is that we acknowledge it, and we acknowledge that we need a Savior. In our current culture, people now find their identity in their sin, a sin that so consumes them. But we in the church do not identify ourselves with our sin, but rather with our Savior. The world is fallen. It is broken. So it makes sense that it would identify with its sin. But it is sad that rather than identifying the sin and confessing the sin and hearing that Jesus Christ has died to forgive them of that sin, they celebrate that sin, and you have to as well. Is that what God wants for people who are broken in sin? Does God want them to be emboldened by their sin and celebrate and shout it from the rooftops? Making children and forcing children in classrooms and public libraries throughout the country to watch their sin? Our God is greater than sin. All of us have sinned in one way or another. Perhaps that's not the sin that you struggle with, but perhaps it is. Jesus Christ has died to cover your sins. But that covering only happens with repentance. Us in the church, we acknowledge that we are broken. We acknowledge that we need salvation, that we need Jesus. And those in that fallenness who identify in their sin need to be reminded that there is something greater than that identity. An identity that Fletcher received this morning. The identity as a baptized child of God. That is where we find our identity. That when the devil attacks us and says, hey, I know your sin, I know your lusts, I know that you want to commit adultery, I know that you want to be an extortioner, that we say, devil, be gone. Devil, get out of my face. I have one that is far greater than you. His name is Jesus Christ. And he went to the cross for me. I don't deserve that. And yet the Father loves me so much that he sent his Son for this very purpose. Do we find ourselves boasting in ourselves? That is arrogant. That is pride, which is a sin in and of itself. We do not boast in ourselves. We do not boast in our fallenness and in our brokenness, but rather we boast in the one who has conquered that brokenness on our behalf. We boast in Jesus. Yesterday, as a part of men's Bible study, as we were studying the book of Romans, we had these words. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. If we in our brokenness are healed not because of what we have done, but because of what Jesus Christ has done, how important is it for us to boast to this fallen world in Jesus? How important is it as we see people driving off cliffs in order to follow the sinful desires of their heart, walking over and over and over again to their death and to their damnation? How important is it for us to share the hope that we have in Jesus Christ? Dear Christians, they need that news more than any other thing that this world could ever give them. They need to know that they are loved. Because in so many of these cases, they had parents, they had relatives that abused them terribly, and that they can no longer see what true love actually is. They need to know of a Savior. They need to know of His Father, who loves them as His own dear children. They need this message. St. Paul, man who wrote the majority of the New Testament, does not boast in himself. because he acknowledges that he was a sinner and that he is still a sinner. But he is chief of sinners, for he rounded up Christians, people who confessed Jesus Christ, to have them arrested and put to death. He acknowledges he is not worthy to be called even an apostle. And yet God, out of his mercy, has bestowed that upon him. He has called this man Saul to be Paul, to go out and proclaim that message throughout the known world. If God can use that man to tell other sinners about Jesus, he can use sinners like you and me too. Our boast is with St. Paul, not in ourselves, but in the Lord. By the grace of God, I am what I am. I am a son of God, not because of my work, but because of his work, because he washed me in the waters of his pure blood, because he has announced his holy absolution unto me, because he has distributed his grace and forgiveness through this bread and wine that is, in a miraculous way, his body and blood. His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. And while that sounds like a boast, he immediately goes on, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Dear Christian, boast, but not in yourself, in the Lord. Let this fallen world know of a Savior, of a God that loves them, that has completed their salvation on their behalf. Boast before your own sinful flesh. Make that sign of the cross that was branded on you as it was branded on Fletcher today, as he received that sign of the Holy Cross both upon his forehead and upon his heart, that marks him as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And in the words of Martin Luther, boast before the devil. I close with his words. It would be all right if we used such arrogance against the devil and said, I have God's word by which so many good things are given me. We can instruct and encourage and exhort each other to do that. I have also helped by giving alms, and I know from the word that it is a good word. And I know, devil, that out of spite you would slight me for it. Against the devil, I say it is permitted to boast, but before God, to whom we owe everything, you must never boast, but rather humble yourself. The church sings. I will praise your great compassion, faithful Father, God of grace, that with all our fallen race, in our depth of degradation, you had mercy so that we might be saved eternally. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.